Shabbos baby did on Friday. The Friday baby is left over on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos, because it's the ninth day, Shleibis man, it's not the Shabbos. That's why in the Rashi says Yechai v'chatis. Mashenkin hocha, the second case, hare nitno Shabbos litchais eisog. Mashenkin hocha, by a muret zibur, hare nitno Shabbos litchais eisog korban zibur. Remeyer's svar is that on Shabbos, there is a musveh, you bring a musveh Shabbos, you bring kabonis on Shabbos. So this person now is worried, thinking about, oy vey, today is Shabbos, you're supposed to bring kabonis today. So this person made a mistake, even though he's taking a korban shlomim and shechting l'shem tzibur sham l'shem musvei Shabbos, the reason why he's put there, because he's toyev b'dvar mitzvah, that there is a chiyuv to bring the korban today. This Shabbos has kabonis to be brought. So the person has a right to, but if he thought that he wants to be mekayim that mitzvah, it's called his toyev b'dvar mitzvah. Mashenkin, when did Rav Meir say yechayev according to everybody? That's in the case that the Shabbos baby, they made the milah on Friday. When it comes now on Shabbos, how many babies are left without the milah? Only the one baby that was born on Friday. So when it's born on Friday, now on Shabbos, this moel has no babies to be gemalt on Shabbos. There's nothing to be derech Shabbos. So if he goes there and makes the mistake, and makes the milah now on Shabbos, there is chayev. That's not called toyev b'dvar mitzvah. This moel doesn't have any babies to be, make a milah on Shabbos. Omalei Rav Asher, Rav Asher Kashelo, Rav Kana. Hochi nami, harei nitnu Shabbos litzchus etzah tonegas yalma. What do you mean there's no milah on Shabbos? Good, this world doesn't have any cases right now, but there are babies treated that were born last Shabbos, and Avadi would find a case, a baby in the world, that has to have his milah today. So there is a case that this Shabbos has a milah. So why don't you say this world is torah in that mitzvah? Or Malay, legabed hai gavra milah yisyoyet. There's no tushtel. This person, good for this world though, that wasn't told to do the milah. Bishlena by a shalmi, by musvei, tzibur. There's a chiyuv on the tzibur to bring a musaf on Shabbos. So this person wants to worry about and think, I want to be the kind of that mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah to be done, musaf should be brought today. Mashiach, here the moyel, you have what you have to do. You were told only to make this milah. Either someplace else in the other street that the milah be done today, it's not your milah though. So this moyel right now, was he supposed to be Isaac doing a mitzvah milah today? No. He wasn't, there's no milah for him. The only baby he has to do is the Friday baby. The Friday baby is not Teirich Shabbos. So if he makes a mistake and does it on Shabbos, that's called a good shogeg. The loch is chayav chatis, according to everybody. All right, stop here. On the fine base and the base. On the base and the base. The Mishnah says again, V'shar kol azvochim sheshochton l'shum Pesach. Hey, it's on Erev Pesach itself that came out on Shabbos. So locha is only a korban Pesach you're allowed to bring today. What happens if somebody made a mistake and he shechted kol hazvachim, other zvachim, or shlomi machatis, sheshochtum l'shum Pesach? He made the shechita l'shem a korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, imein amruyim, if it's an animal, let's say it's a bokor, or it's 2 years old, or it's a female, that it's not ruy to be a korban Pesach, then chayiv. Even if the person made a mistake and thought he's bringing this l'shem Pesach, you can't make mistakes like that. If the animal is not roi, is not able to be a korban Pesach, then avadi yichayiv. Ma'ashen kein vin ruyim. Let's say you had a korban shlomim, and the shlomim was a lamb that was 1 year old only, and it was only a zocher. That really this animal would have been roi to be a korban Pesach. And now on Erev Pesach you're making a mistake, and you think it's a Pesach, and you shechten l'shem Pesach. Here is the machlokes that Reb Elezer mechayiv chatis. Reb Elezer says still the person is chayiv chatis. He did an aveir on Shabbos. He shechted now a korban shlomim that you have no right to bring it on Shabbos, even though you made a mistake. You thought it's a korban Pesach. You blive a shogeg and you chayiv achatis. We have Yeshua poter. This is a chiddush in the Mishnah. In this case, the Yeshua holds your poter since it's called a toyev b'dvar mitzvah. He thought that this korban is a korban Pesach and is bringing it today. And really, if it would have been a korban Pesach, it would be yotzer. So even though really it's a korban shlomim and he's doing an avera, but that's Rabbi Shua Shita toyev b'dvar mitzvah v'yaseh mitzvah. You did a little bit mitzvah here because the shlomim shar zvachim, even if you shecht the shlo lishmo, the korban is still kosher. It's just not all l'shem chayvim, but a korban you brought. So since l'maisi you brought the shlomim on Shabbos, it's called you did a ktsas mitzvah. Rabbi Shua holds that's a svar apart to you. You poter from a chatis. So the Gemara man tana d'shoni lei bein ruyin l'shenem ruyin. Who is the Tanav al-Mishnah that says, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds this new Svarah, that if you're toyib dvar mitzvah, if you think you're doing a mitzvah, so we say you're potter from chatis, that's only if the animal is roi to be a korban pesach. Like you had a young lamb that was a zocher that was only 1 year old. Then we say you called it toya, you made a mistake, you're more than a shogeg, you're a toya. Then you're potter. Hukmashenkin, if the animal is not roi, let's say it's a boker, it's a calf, or it's 2 years old, or it's in a cave that's not roi, b'chlal to be a pesach, then we don't hold the svara from toya. Then you chayiv on Shabbos if you brought this for korban. Who holds this svara? The Gemara Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Echod hazvachim aruyim. We're talking about again on Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos. And somebody took a different zevach, not a korban pesach. He took a shlomim or took a chatis. Even if that zevach, that korban chatis, where the echod haruyim, it's a young calf, it's a young lamb, that would have been roy for korban pesach. The echod zvachim shenim ruyim. The Tanakam holds even a calf, or even 2 year old, or even a male, a female, that's not roy for korban pesach, still. V'chein ha-shoichton l'shem emure tzibar potter. Diver Rabbi Meir. This way Rabbi Meir holds. That even if you shecht an animal that's not roi for Pesach, but if you made a mistake and you thought this is a korban Pesach, you still call the toye b'dvar mitzvah, and he holds that you be potter from a chattis. That's what the Diver Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir holds. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says no. Loi nech l'ku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Al she'enem ruyin shechayiv. He's like our Mishnah. But Rabbi Shimon says no. Even Rabbi Yeshua holds a person is chayiv on Shabbos. If he brings an animal that this animal is a 2 year older, or it's a female, so the animal is not roi to be a korban pesach, you don't have any answer. You made a mistake. I'm a toya. I think this korban is a korban pesach. What do you mean you made a mistake? You should have known that this animal is not roi to be a korban pesach. So such a case avad yechayiv achatis. Even though you were shogeg, you thought you were allowed to bring this korban for a pesach. Or you've made a mistake. You thought this animal could be a Pesach. But that's a bad mistake, because you should have known it can't be a Pesach. So that's called a Shegeg, not a Toya. Therefore, Avad Yechayiv Chattas on Shabbos. So Reb Shimon, Alma Nechleku, where is the Machlekes? Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua and the Mishnah, Al Haruyin, on an animal that's a young lamb, that's only 1 year old, and it's a Zocher. And it was a Korban Shlomim. Reb Lezer says, if you shechted this korban shlomim today on Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, you chayiv chattis, you didn't have on Shabbos. You had no right to shech this animal. Even though you made a mistake and you thought it's korban Pesach, that's still called the shogeg. Reb Yeshua poiter. This is the case Reb Yeshua holds poiter. He had it's not a shogeg, you called it toy. It's a little bit less than a shogeg. Shogeg means you made a mistake, but we have a time you should have known. What do you mean you made a mistake? You should have known you're not supposed to do it. Here it's more than that. Here you were toya, you thought that this animal that's a korban shlomim, you thought it was a korban pesach. And really it's a young lamb that could have been a korban pesach. Therefore, Yeshua holds your potter from a chattis. So our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon that makes this chilek. Only by a korban that's ruya, that could have been a korban pesach, does Yeshua hold your potter. Omer Rav Bibay, Omer Reb Loza. Poiter hoye Rabbi Meir, a figel egel, shel zivche shlomim. He sees a shot in the first Tanakhama before Reb Meir that holds that according to Reb Yeshua, you potter even shars vachim that are not roi for korban pesach. He says even a calf, a filu egel, shel ziv chay shlomim, that was a korban shlomim, shel shochetu l'shum ha-pesach, yeshecht l'shem ha-korban pesach on Erev Pesach that Shabbos, still he holds you be potter from a chattis. That's also called a toya. Even though the animal is a calf, and a calf is not roi to be a korban pesach, still on Erev Pesach everybody's patumult. You don't know, you can make a mistake. You could have thought this was a korban pesach, and if you bring a l'shem pesach, you put it from a chattis. I'll say out to Rabbi Meir. Omalei Rab Zeil or Rabbi Iva. I've Omer Rabbi Yechon and said that Moida hoye Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir himself is Moida the Baalei Mumin. That let's say the animal is a Baal Mum. He's a person on Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos, and he shechted this young animal, and he thought it was a korban pesach, and it came out was a Baal Mum. That Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Meir is moidi yechayiv. Why yechayiv? Because it doesn't pass to make a mistake. Since the Baal Mum, a moment, something wrong with the animal, it's not right to be a korban pesach, so you see, you call the shogeg and yechayiv achatis. So go here also, if you took an eagle, you took a calf is not right to be a korban pesach. So why do you say by a calf? Your potter from achatis is called you made a mistake. I, by a Baal Mum, if the animal is not roi, why don't you say also you made a mistake there? Omle yentit back poshit. Babale mumim loy torit. An animal that has a mum on it, you're not supposed to be Isaac working to bring it for a carbon. It's not roi for any carbon at all. If it has a split in its lip, it's a balmum, you can't bring it at all. So there we say you're not called a toy. You should have known that animal is not roy for kachim at all. Mashenken v'hai tarid bay. Mashenken, this animal, this calf, it's roy to be kachim. You could be tarid, like it's a tam. Any animal, it's a tam. You could be oisik, you could be oisik kachim. So even though it's only supposed to be a shlomim and not a korban pesach, it's possible to say the person can make a mistake. A mistake he could make. Weiter. Boi minei rovim Rav Nachman. So yes, the shal from Rav Nachman. Chulin l'shem Pesach mali yom Rav Meir. What's going to be on Erev Pesach? Somebody good took a young calf, a young lamb, it could be. It was 1 year old, it was a zochor. But it was chulin. It wasn't even kachim. A regular plain animal. And on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, he made the shkita one l'shem korban Pesach. What's the law according to Rav Meir? Omalei poiter hoi Rav Meir afilu chulin l'shem Pesach. He holds Enochnam, even in such a case also you potter. Because you made a mistake. You didn't realize this was chulin. You thought it was a real korban pesach. So since you made a mistake, that's called toye b'dva mitzvah. Even though lo yosa mitzvah, you didn't do any mitzvah at all here. Because it's mamash chulin. Still Rav Meir shittu is, even though you don't do a mitzvah at all, still you potter from achatis. For the Gemara, I, v'om Rav Yechanin, moidoi Rav Meir b'bal mumim. I, Rav Yechanin said that Rav Meir is moidoi to bring a korban as a bal mum. Since it's not roy for korban, that's not called you made a mistake, that's called the shoygi yichayev achatis. So the chur chulin also is not called you made a mistake, it's not roy for kachim. Same terrace on the Gemara. Balei mumim loy michlefi. Same terrace, a little different. Balei mumim loy michlefi. The terrace says a bal mum, if there's something wrong with the animal and you could see it. You should have known you can't make a mistake that animal for a regular animal. This animal that has a mum on it, it's not roy for kachim. People don't make mistakes. So if you did make a mistake, you're called a shoygig, it's not called a toya. Mashenken hani michlefi. But if the animal was a regular good animal, just that it wasn't kachim yet, it was only chulin, people can make mistakes. You find now this young lamb, an Erev Pesach, in the Beis HaMikdash, you think it's korban Pesach, and you shechtel l'shem korban Pesach. Even though it's chulin, people can make mistakes though. It's shayach to be michlefi, you made a mistake, this animal was another korban Pesach. So the Gemara, for the time of the Rav Meir, Meshem Mechlufev Leichlufev, is it true? That's the reason why Rav Meir holds your potter. Because people can make mistakes. You can be machlef, you can make a mistake. This animal for a korban Pesach. So that's called a toye b'dva mitzvah. I, v'omer Rav Bebe, v'omer Rav Lazo, poiter hoye Rav Meir afilu egel, shozib chay shlomim, sheshochetu l'shum ha-Pesach. I, he said over in Rav Meir's name, that even if a shech the calf, l'shem a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, still your potter. The chur there, it's not shach michlefe. You can't make a mistake. Everybody knows a calf is a calf. Like, what could you bring for korban pesach? Either lamb or else a goat. That has to only be 1 year old. But everybody knows you can't take a calf. So here, you took an egel, a calf, so why you hold your potter? Here it can't be michlefe, you'll make a mistake. Alma, what do you see? Time of the Rav Meir, what does Rav Meir say you called a toya? That your potter? Mishum the torid. The Torah says you're busy doing karbonis today. That anything that looks like a korban, since today Erev Pesach, you're busy bringing karbonis. So any animal that's roy to be a korban, we could also say you're busy in it, and therefore your potter, it's called your toye b'dva mitzvah. So lav davka kos et ichlefei mishum torid. And the Gemara omalei is like a true, where Meir holds both svaras. I tell you torid, if he's busy, it's a korban, it's roy to be brought for a korban, he's busy with it, is alpha gav le michlef. Even though it's a calf, that you can't make a mistake, a calf for a lamb, still he holds your potter. Because people are torrid, they are busy, oisik and kachim. Michlef, let's say it's something you can make a mistake with. L'moshter, it's a behem, it's chulin. It's not kachim at all, but it's a young lamb, 1 year old, a male. So you could make a mistake and think this is a Pesach. Afagav le torrid. Even though it's only a chulin dik animal, you're not torrid, you're not busy in it, you're only busy in kachim. Still he holds your potter either. It's either one of the two svaras your potter according to Rav Meir. Either because you can make a mistake, or else because it is kachim ready, that you're torrid, you're busy in doing it, so you can make a mistake. La fuke, what's not that way? Bali mumin, deloy ichlof michlof, for la mitra torrid. A bal mumin, animal that has a mum on it, something's wrong with it, so that you can't make a mistake, because you could see, this one's missing a leg, it's missing something, it's a bal mum. Who are then you're not torrid, it's not kachim. You're not torrid in it. So since you're not told, you're not busy with this animal, and you can't make mistakes with, now if you did make a mistake, and you thought this animal was roy to be a korban Pesach, and you made the shkita on Shabbos Erev Pesach, that's called the shegeg, that's yichayev achatis. You can't have this new ptura to say you're a toyim. You're too far off. That's for sure we have a tainim on you. You should have realized it, so mazid you're not, because you made a mistake. But then Yechayiv Echatis, that's what a mistake is. A Shegig, you made a mistake, Yechayiv Echatis. So the Mara Yosef, Reb Zerov, Reb Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Akiloyid, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. They're sitting by the doorpost of Lefnei HaBayis, Kain Beishar, by the door, the entrance to his house. The Yasser, they were sitting there, Bokamri, they said over. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. Shimon Lokish said a Lokish like this. Nischalef loy shvud shel noiser, be shvud shel tzli. Somebody had shel tzli. Be ochle. He's on Erev, currently by Pesach by night, the shvud means a spit, that they roasted the meat on it. So he made a mistake. He had one shvud, one spit, that had on it noiser. The meat was mamish osetit, it was noiser dike meat, the vidit yichayiv chatis, yichayiv a korban. When he made a mistake with shvud shel tzli, he thought it was a spit that had the regular korban pesach tzli roasted, that's a mitzvah tidit. The ochle and he ate it. It was aloch achayiv. The shimon in such a case, he's chayiv a chatis. You can't say the toyev b'dvar mitzvah, that's called chayiv. So Rashi says, the shvud shel tzli shakodesh, shroyev achilas kodshim mitzvah, v'yochle esam ashakupim. Is chayiv zot Rashi, the toyev b'dvar mitzvah, v'lo yosa mitzvah. You did not do a mitzvah. Hey, see all the chur, like in our Mishnah, like Yevi Shu holds, that you only put if you toyev b'dvar mitzvah, and you do some type of a mitzvah. Like in our Mishnah, on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you took a korban shlomim, and you shechted l'shem Pesach. And Allah is a shlomim is kosher shloy l'shmoy. So you did a ksatz mitzvah. Since you did a ksatz mitzvah, even though you weren't supposed to do it on Shabbos, you potter. But over here, where you took this meat, that's nicer. There's no mitzvah at all to eat nicer. It's only for ketas of anverim that yichayiv koris b'meitid and b'shogi yichayiv chatis. So if you made a mistake and you thought it was a regular meat that's kutchim and you ate this meat, that's nicer yichayiv chatis. Rav Yechanan says ishta nida bol chayiv. Who are then if your wife? You didn't realize she was a nida. You thought she was tor, and you had beer with her. So you're shoygig yichayiv echatis. It's not called toyev b'dvar mitzvah. Yevimta nida. Let's say you have a yevama. Your brother dies, and you're going to marry his wife. Yimkayim mitzvah yibum is boal potter. Even though she's a nida, if you boil her, then you didn't know she was a nida. So you thought you're doing a mitzvah. So since you're doing a mitzvah, the locher is your potter. That's what Rav Yochanan says. Now, the Marshal like this. Ika the army, some want to say, Kol Shechein Behi de Mechayiv. He said, Rabbi Yechanan is not arguing on Rav Shlokish. He's murdered to Rav Shlokish. The Lo Yose Mitzvah. Because in Rav Shlokish's case, he didn't do any mitzvah at all. He ate the Shavud Shal Noisa. He took Noisa Dika meat, and he ate it. Even though he thought it was Kachem Dika meat, but he didn't do any mitzvah at all. So he's Chayiv. Here also, boil Ishtoi. You boil your wife. So you Chayiv. So you see, it's not called Tei B'dva Mitzvah. And is the army, some want to say no. By Yehu Potter, I'll tell you not. Tell me, Rav Yechon argues on Rish Lakish the first case. Over there, maybe you'll be Potter. My Tainam, Hosamu de Hevele Lishule. I'll tell you, really, if you think this meat is Kachem Dika meat, you think it's a mitzvah when eating it, even though really came out to be nicer, that's called a Toye B'dva mitzvah. Maybe Rav Yechon holds your Potter in such a case. Even though you did not do any mitzvah at all, because really it's only nicer, but since you thought you're doing a mitzvah, there you're Potter. So Bezoi, why if you boil your wife, Lechur, you think you're doing a mitzvah, and it comes out she's a nida, why does Rabbi Yechon say here, Yechayiv Chatis? The Torah says here, it's a tainum on you. To have a lishule, you should ask your wife. You should ask why you were nida or not. Abel hochad lehevel lishule. But here you have these two pieces of meat in front of you, that one is nicer, and one is ekotchim. You can't ask, you can't eat the meat that you nicer or not. So there you made a mistake, you thought you're eating the meat, that's mama's kotchim. So since you think you're doing a mitzvah, that's a sword to say you potter from a korban chatas. Mashenkin, when does Rabbi Yechanan say yechayiv? Only by your wife, because there's not such a toya, you should have asked her. So the Gemara now, Rabbi Yechanan, Bazoi, Maishno Yevimtoi, the korban mitzvah. So that's the sword. What does Rabbi Yechanan say if you boil your sister-in-law, and your sister-in-law, your brother's wife, you boil your brother's wife, so yevama, so there we say what? You potter. Why? Why? Because you're doing a mitzvah. Because you're doing mitzvah yibum. Because the Gemara ishtoi nami kovid mitzvah. Or b'zoi your wife also. Avad you didn't know. It's not talking about you knew she was a nida. It's talking about you thought she wasn't a nida. So chura you're a toyev divine mitzvah and you're doing a mitzvah. So what is the idea? Yechayev achatis. Teret says bishtoi muberes. I'm talking about your wife is pregnant already. So since she's pregnant already, now I mean now there's no mitzvah to be a boiler. Hey, the mitzvah is almost period of rivya to have children. If she's pregnant already, now there's no mitzvah. So that's why here yechayev. Because by being boiled, your wife, that she's a muberis, there's no mitzvah. For the Gemara, Ivu, Ika, Simcha, Senor, even if she's muberis, even if she's pregnant, still there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, so I know. There's a mitzvah, the grash, the fimashu, whatever you want. There's halachas, how many times you have to have it a week. There's a mitzvah. And the Gemara, shaloi bishas oinosa. You know, we're talking about not a zman oinosa. The most of the Talmud Chacham is, me'er Shabbos, me'er Shabbos, our workers 2 times a week, this person 3 times a week, they're different halachas. So the Gemara, we're talking about shaloi bishas oinosa. You're a person supposed to have with your wife 2 times a week, and you were ready together 2 times already this week. You're doing it now a third time. So the Havamina is, this third time now is not called the mitzvah. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, if your boiler now, when it comes out, she was a nida, even though you didn't know about it, that's called the shoygeg, yichayev echatis. For the Gemara, no, v'omar rova, chayev odom l'sameach ishtoi b'dva mitzvah. Rova says, no, any time it is, whenever you have tashmish with your wife, it's always considered a mitzvah. Rashi says, l'sameach es ishtoi, afilo b'shlash oino, so even when it's not a special zman oino, when you're supposed to be together with them. In roya shemasadis lo, if you see your wife wants it, there's a mitzvah to be nice to and have tashmish with her, no matter what it is. So for the Gemara Kasha, according to Rabbi Yechon, no matter when it is that you're with your wife, l'chur, you're doing a mitzvah. You want to be masamecha, so you're doing a mitzvah. So what does Rabbi Yechon say here? If it came out, you're a nidah, yichai v'chatis. Why don't we say, you're a toyi b'dva mitzvah? And the Gemara, somach levesosa. We're talking about right now, it's near her vestes. Aisha has a vest, kavua, or has vesheni kavua, like she saw last month, the 25th day. So the next month, the 25th day, you're supposed to stay away from her. So therefore, then there's zichah no mitzvah to be with her, because you're supposed to be purish from your wife. So since you're supposed to be purish from, stay away from your wife, if you did it, that's why you're chayiv. So you can't say you're toyeh b'dva mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah to be with your wife on the zman of a vest. For the Gemara Yehochib, that's what we're talking about here, that it came the zman of a vest, came the same day she saw last month, that you're not supposed to be with her this month, I feel you vimta nami, even your mikai mitzvah yibum, your brother's wife. If you would know that this is her vesed, so also it should be also to be with her. There shouldn't be a mitzvah involved. And the Gemara bozes mino. The svar is your brother's wife. You're embarrassed. You're embarrassed to ask her. So therefore, when you have mitzvahs yibum, you're embarrassed to ask her. Is it some of your vest now or not? So therefore, you call the toyeh b'dva mitzvah. Mashenke ishtole bozes mino. But your own wife, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should ask her. Is this tonight your zman havest? Like did last month? Did you see this same night? So you should ask your wife. If you didn't ask her, half Rabbi Yechon, that's called stam shoyge, and that's why you chayv bechatis. Vashenken by yevimtoi, there your buzzes, you're embarrassed to ask her. That's called a toy b'dva mitzvah. So the more of Rabbi Yechon and Kaman, who does Rabbi Yechon go like? Eli mekar Rabbi Yosi. If you want to say Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yosi that none. Rabbi Yosi says yom tevarishin shochag shochal lias b'shabbes. The first day sukkias came out to be on Shabbos, and the person v'shochach he forgot. For Hitzias a lulav l'shus rabim, he took out the lulav to l'shus rabim. He said he didn't know hilchas lulav, so he went to the rebbe, he went to the rov to ask him how to make the lulav. So he carried it out on Shabbos. He is alocha potter. He said he's potter from achatis. Why? Because they shemaitzi brishus. He took it out brishus. What does it mean brishus? He thought he's doing a mitzvah. So you see, any time the person thinks he's doing a mitzvah, even though l'maisi did not do a mitzvah, still he's potter. So that's the Biyachin story here also. By Yevimta Nida, that's why you're potter. Rashi's Brishus, Shom Mitzvah Sher Torah Bo. Since you're Torah in the Mitzvah, you're potter. You're also by Yevimtoi. Even though it came out she was a Nida, it was also to do it. But since you thought you're doing a Mitzvah, that's enough to potter you. Shadi Gemara, no. Dilma Shani Yosem Dizmano Bo. I'll tell you, Erev, on Sukkot, the first day, that's a Zman to do Mitzvah Lulav. Everybody knows Sukkot, you have to do Mitzvah Lulav. So today the guy is fatumut about thinking about the lulav. So if he takes it out today, maybe that's why he's potter. Mashenkin to be boiled to mekayim mitzvah yibum. There's no din you have to do it today. Forget, you should have found out. Is she a need or not? Take your time. There's no mitzvah punk to do it today. So maybe there you're not called the toyib of mitzvah. Shrashi the zman bol. Shekavu Allah hayyim. Today is zman sukkis. You're supposed to take a lulav on sukkis. V'torid bim loyach shuveim asahalach etzavokin lamdoid. If not today, today is the first day sukkis. What am I going to learn hilchos lulav? So if this guy, for some reason, didn't take care of it before Sukkot, today he's fatumult, so maybe that's why. If he carries out a lulav today, that's called the toyeh b'dva mitzvah. There we say it's potter from achatis. But to be boil yevimto, there's no din to do it today. Wait another week. They have no right from Rabbi Yosi. More of Yelo Rabbi Yeshua. This is welcome. Also according to Rabbi Yeshua, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua holds your potter by a zevach. Then what's the case of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah? On Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, if you take your korban shlomim, and you shecht l'shem a korban Pesach, Rabbi Yeshua holds your potter from achatis. Why? Because it's toyeh b'dva mitzvah. You thought this animal was a korban pesach, even though really it's not. But since you made a mistake, you're potter. You thought you're doing a mitzvah. For the Gemara, again, Dilma Hosam Nami, Zman Obo. You can't bring a Raya from Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, everybody's fatumo busy about bringing Kobonis. Today's the Zman to bring Korban Pesach. So therefore we say, even if you brought a Shlomim, we can understand why you made this mistake. Because today everybody is busy bringing Kobonis. So even though you brought a Shlomim, you shouldn't have, that's why you potter. But again, here to Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum, who asked you to do it today? Wait until you find out that she's a need or not. Marvela Kriyav Yeshua. Atei goes according to Yeshua Shita the Tinoikis. That we have the mission of the Brises before, about you had two kids to break a bris milah on. Again, that one was a Sunday baby, and one was a Shabbos baby. And you made a mistake, and you made the milah on the Sunday's baby on Shabbos, and we said you potter over there. Well, the other way around, with Friday's baby on Shabbos, you potter over there. So you see what? Even though you're not doing a mitzvah, but since you're toya, that's the case of so right. When Sunday's baby you do on Shabbos, so you're not doing any mitzvah at all. Because Sunday's baby on Shabbos is too early, it's only the seventh day. Since we say your potter, because there's another baby to make a bris milah today, it's called your turn and doing a mitzvah. So here also, by Yevimtoy, you think you're doing a mitzvah, that's why your potter. And the Gemara, no, Hosam Nami is manabo. I say there's no right against the milah. Milah, you have to be worried about it, because he thought today was the eighth day. Like, he thought I'm making the bris milah on the kid that was born last Shabbos. See, even though we took the wrong baby, took the Sunday's baby, but he thought he's doing the baby that was born last Shabbos. So that mitzvah is badafka today. So he has the right to be worried to think that I'm doing the mitzvah that I have to do today. Mashenk and Yevimta again, there's no mitzvah to do it today. You should have waited. If you don't know she's neither or not, wait and find out. So again, you wouldn't have any raya who Rabbi Yechon goes like when he says that when you boil your Yevimta, you're doing the mitzvah's yibum, if she's a neither, still your potter. Marviela Kreb Yeshua the Truma. And then he goes according to Kreb Yeshua Sheet that he says by Hilka Truma. The Tanan. Ho ye oyecho bit Truma. Somebody, a Koyin, was eating Truma. A Koyin's lad eat Truma. V'noidashu ben Jerusha ben Chalutza. And it came out while he was eating the Truma, he realized that he was a son of a Jerusha. His mother was a Jerusha, and his father, the Koyin, married him. So he's called a Chol. He's a Postle Koyin then. Or else they ben Chalutza. If the mother had Chalitza, so a Koyin is not allowed to marry him. And then the Kohen of his father married his mother by Veira. So Allah is the son is a Cholu. He's not Roy, it's Truma. So the kid said this Kohen found out now in the middle of his eating Truma that he's not allowed to eat Truma. That he's a Postle Kohen. Is Rebbe Lezer Mechayev Karen V'Chomish. Rebbe Lezer says this Kohen now is eating Truma. Shalei Brishus, he's like a Tzar. So he has to pay back Karen V'Chomish. Yeshua Poyter, Yeshua says no, he's Potter from Karen V'Chomish. Why? Because he's a toy with the mitzvah. Hey, since up until now he thought he was the Kohen, he's always rather he's Larit, so that's what Yeshua says he's potter. Even though he lechura it's not as mani bol, and he didn't do any mitzvah, since he thought he's doing a mitzvah, that's why you potter. So Rabbi Yechon also says you potter according to this Rabbi Yeshua. For the Gemara, no, Dilma k'derav beva barabaya. I tell you the reason why here Rabbi Yeshua is holding his potter for Nusvara. The Yomar Rav beva barabaya. Betruma be'erav ha-pesach dizmana bol. At the moment we're talking about eating chometz stick of truma. And it's Erev Pesach. So everybody's fatumot, they're busy to get rid of this chometz. You have truma now, that's chometz, and it's Erev Pesach, you have to get rid of it. So the din is, you're allowed to eat truma, even the fifth hour you're allowed to eat truma. So everybody's busy, fast, eat up the truma fast. So then this coin, since like everybody's Isaac and doing it right now, it's called this man, that your bow, you turret it, maybe that's why you're potter. Because it's a Zman to do it right now. Mashenkin, again, Yevimta, there's no Zman to do it today. You should have waited till tomorrow, till you find out for sure. So again, you have no Raya. Inami, another Terence. Atayashani Truma. We're telling me you have an Akash, Yeshua says that this Kohen that finds out that he's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, and he was eating Truma, he's Potter. Why is he Potter? The Trum, the Ikrei Avoida. I'll tell you, eat after the Kohen eats Truma, it's called an Avoida. It's called like he's doing an Avoida by Kodshim. Now the klal is like this: the avoido rachmon achshir. There's a new gzeras hakosiv that a kohen that was a ben Jerusha ben chalutza. The law is like this: if he knows he's a ben Jerusha ben chalutza, he's not allowed to do the avoido. He's posel. But let's say he didn't know he was posel, and he did the avoido. And after he did the brought the korban, now we found out he was a posel korban. What's the law? The law is the gzeras hakosiv. The korban is kosher. Even though you did the avoida, but kozman you don't know about it, the Torah said it's a kosher avoida. It's only possible when you find out about it. Anug zeres a kosher by yecholul. So here also, by eating the truma, the reason why you're not chayiv to pay a chaymish rekeren is because b'shash you ate the truma, you didn't know you were ben Yerusha ben Chalutza. You thought you were kosher kain. And eating truma is like an avoida. So there's a special zeres a kosher when a ben Chalutza does the avoida is kosher up until he finds out. So the Gemara, we learned like this.
A kohen was doing the avodah, he's bringing a korban. And in the middle of doing the avodah, after we did this recon, we found out that this kohen is a posel kohen. His mother was a gerusha, his mother was a chalutza. Is the halacha kol hakabonis kulan sheikre b'agavya mizbeach psulin. See the Tanakama. Any korban that he did until now, lemaisa comes out as a posel korban because this kohen is not a kohen. The avodah was posel. We have Yeshua Machsher. If Yeshua says no, it's kosher, even though he's a posel kohen, Ben Gerusha Mechlutz is different. The Yarmin and the Gemara says that my time with the Yeshua, why does the Yeshua say this for? Now we know this kohen is a posel kohen, is a Ben Gerusha Mechlutz, he's a cholol. So why do you say the korban that he brought yesterday was good? The pasuk says, Baruch Hashem chelo yafel yodav tirtza. As a disposal with Dashan Opel Yodav Tirza, whatever he did, with Dashan Baruch Hashem Cheloi, that even Trashi, Bekahanim Tzid, Yesim Atom Apecha, Vesomach Le Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Chalolim Sheboi, that even if we find out this Koyin is a Cholob, still the Pasuk says, Opel Yodav Tirza, what he already did is Tirza is okay, is good, we accept. Savada, now that he knows he's a Cholob, he can't do the Avoidim. But the Avoidim that he did before, Zenug Zeras Akasim, Opel Yodav Tirza, whatever he did already when he didn't know he was a Cholob, the Abishad accepts his avoidim. So Mela, eating shumer also, that's why you're potter from the Karen B'chaymish. Because since you are, even though you're a cholol, but you didn't know about it, the avoid is kosher. For the Gemara, truma heichi yikra avoida, how do we know that eating truma is considered an avoida to say this cholol when he ate it, it's called a good avoida, he's allowed to eat it? The Tanya we learned, Maiseb Rebbe Tafin, Shloi Bo Emesh Tobay Semedrish, he didn't come yesterday to Yeshiva. L'shachris Motzor Ben Gamliel, and next morning he met Ben Gamliel. So he asked Reb Tarfon, how come you didn't come to the Beis Medrash yesterday? Omaloi, he said over, Avoidi Rabarati. I was busy doing an Avoidi. Omaloi, Kol Divrecha, Enimel Divrei Tema. What you're telling me right now is a wonder. What do you mean you did an Avoidi? V'chi Avoidi B'zman Azeh. They're talking about after the Churban Abayis. There's no more Beis Medrash. So what do you mean? Where were you last night? You're doing an Avoidi. There's no Beis Medrash here. What do you mean you're doing an Avoidi? V'chi Avoidi B'zman Azeh Minayin. How can you do Avoidi today? Omaloi, Harayuayma, the Postik says, Avoides Matona Etanes Kunaschem, the Yazor Akor of Yumos. Also, Achilas Truma